Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero.
0% inflation.
87,000 potential new agents to audit everyday working class Americans.
My concern is this midterm election.
Happy to have Christina Bob with us this morning, an attorney now for President Trump, who happened to be in Mar-a-Lago as this raid was taking place. Christina, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, you know, I know you were there when the FBI agents were conducting this raid. Describe your interaction with them. They really pushed back on you at first, didn't they?
Yeah, they did it first. So I came after they already arrived. They, you know, I wasn't at Mar-a-Lago. The club is closed. So I was notified that the FBI was there and that I needed to get down to kind of figure out what was happening. So I arrived and asked to see the warrant. They told me that they didn't need to give it. They were a little, you know, it wasn't too bad. It was less than a minute exchange, but we had to negotiate that. And then they kept me out. They wouldn't let me observe. I wasn't allowed to see what they were doing or, you know, anything that they were collecting. So there was not a whole lot I can do. You know, it's the FBI and there were several agents there to search the property. And I did what I could and they did what they do.
You described the warrant when you finally got it as being thin. What did you mean by that?
I didn't think it had a lot of... I just didn't think it had a lot of substance to it. It basically, you know, gave the bare minimum of what was needed. And we know that there's an accompanying affidavit that was sealed. That's public knowledge. That's on the open docket that it's sealed. There's sealed information. So basically what I mean by that is they don't give a lot of information about why they're doing this or what it's all about.
Well, yeah, I don't know that we even get our hands on that sealed portion of it, but aren't we under the impression that it's related to the National Records Act?
Yeah, it was a documents issue. Several people had asked me if this had something to do with January 6th, and no, it doesn't. It was simply a question about documents.
So a legal question for you then, Christina, are they allowed to do that? I mean, could they come in under the guise of the Records Act when they were really there to investigate something related to January 6th, or would that have to be part of the search warrant?
That would have to be part of the search warrant. I mean, it would be illegal for them to do that, and I don't have any reason to believe that that's what they did. I do believe that they were there for the stated reasons. But yeah, I don't think this is anything other than, you know, they were just looking for documents.
Yeah, which makes this that much more unusual, right? Because Sandy Berger didn't go through this. Hillary Clinton didn't go through this.
Right. And forgive me for being a bit flippant, but it is. I mean, it's just a records keeping thing. It's not. There's no crime. There's really nothing. People are getting all spun up about things, and I genuinely, I'm not trying to downplay the seriousness of it. It is very serious to have the FBI conduct a search warrant on anybody's residence, let alone the president of the United States. But I don't see this being a huge issue.
Well, we're talking to Christina Bob, who's an attorney now for former President Trump. He was out of town when this happened, obviously in New York with other legal matters. Mm-hmm. Does it seem that, is the timing odd? Did they know he was out of town? That's why they did it then?
I have no idea why they did it, when they did it, but they definitely knew he was out of town. I shouldn't say that. I don't know, but I would think if they are halfway decent investigators, they would know that he wasn't there. So, I mean, I don't know what they knew, but I would be shocked if they didn't know that it was closed.
You know, I find it weird that even some of the commentators on the left, I've been watching CNN and some of the other channels, they also seem to be a little surprised by this. I'm going to get my producer here to play a soundbite from a guy named Paul Callen, who's a law enforcement analyst over on CNN. This is what he had to say about it.
No, it's not enough to warrant all this. And this is a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice to serve a warrant on a former president and to raid his personal residence. So I have to think that the Department of Justice must have something more than an argument about what kind of records have to be saved for a presidential library or the Library of Congress at some future date. There's more to this than meets the eye.
So there he is suggesting that there's more to it, but as we just discussed, that would have had to have been included in the warrant, correct?
Right. It would have had to have been disclosed. I mean, so this case is coming out of Washington, D.C. It's the Washington office that's running it, and there's a legal team in Washington, D.C. that's handling all of that communication. I'm not part of that. I got involved because they came to Florida, and I'm in Florida, so I responded. So the attorneys in Washington, D.C. have that long history of the negotiations. From everything I have seen, I don't think that what they're claiming to look for warranted a search of the president's residence. I just don't think it rose to that level. I mean, right. that's up to the other attorneys to argue it. But I completely agree with that CNN analysis that it just didn't warrant it. Now that said, you know, what's done is done. We have to deal with it. But I anticipate that it will probably I don't want to say dissolve, but it's going to get resolved very quickly. I will be shocked if it doesn't. I don't think this is something, you know, that the crazy liberals are salivating over, like, oh, they did it. They found, you know, they're going to finally incriminate Donald Trump. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm sure they're all dreaming of it.
Well, Christina, they are salivating over it. And it, as someone who worked in the media for a while, you've seen how this works. You know, they're carrying the water for the Democrats on this just through innuendo, trying to suggest that there's something criminal here, and clearly they're trying to either dissuade or stop Donald Trump from running for president again.
Yeah, so that's certainly what it looks like. By all accounts, looking at their actions, it appears that that's what they're trying to do. However, I do think it's possible that this really is just an overstep on their part for custodial reasons. I mean, I don't know. I don't see any major crimes here. I just don't have any reason to believe that there's a there. There's not. And so I think the FBI has got some explaining to do. I think DOJ has some explaining to do. And because of that, I expect it to get resolved quickly. I think Trump derangement syndrome is a very real thing. It happens to the best of us, even FBI agents and DOJ, you know, AUSAs, assistant U.S. attorneys. And I think they went 10 steps too far, you know, on one day, and have a lot of explaining to do to the American people. And we'll all come through. All of this will come through. Donald Trump is going to be fine. President Trump will be fine. There's not going to be any major blowback from this, I don't believe. But we need to get through this and recognize that the FBI has gone rogue. They're doing way too many outrageous things. And if it's true, I'm not saying I necessarily believe it, But if it's true that the Biden administration is saying they didn't know about this, I don't know if that's worse. Is it worse that Joe Biden's allowing his law enforcement arm to raid his likely political opponent? Or is it worse that we have entrenched career bureaucrats in the FBI that didn't feel the need to tell the Biden administration that they were going to do something so egregious? Like, the FBI needs to be reined in. If the Biden administration is telling the truth, the FBI absolutely needs to be reined in, because it's unacceptable to go to this crazy extremist length and not tell the president. I mean, I think that's insane. When I heard the Biden administration say they didn't know about it, I just thought that was nuts.
Yeah, that seems highly unlikely anyway. Christina Bob, my guest, one last question here. I know you've got attorney-client privilege involved here. I don't want to try to get into that. But, I mean, have you spoken to the president since this happened? Is he just as shocked as anybody else?
President Trump is an amazing man who I can only say I believe he was just made to fill this role, because he is so resilient. He is more determined than ever to fight for the American people, to fight what he believes will restore this nation, to bring freedom, to bring unity, to bring prosperity. I don't know anybody that could go through what he's going through and come out more determined than ever to save America, which is where he's at. So it's humbling to get to see how he navigates all of this. And I can't wait to, I hope he announces. You know, he's, of course, as we've all seen, dropped hints that he wants to run again, and nobody knows what Donald Trump is going to do. But I hope he does, because I'm eager to watch him run that race, because there's no one that can do what he does.
Yeah, as a lot of us are, for sure. Christina Bob, attorney for the president, thank you so much for giving me some time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
mean,
well, you know how some things are just a hot mess. It kind of describes our radio signal this morning, and I want to apologize to you for that. It's like Kamala's out there pushing buttons or something on our transmitter. But I will point out that we have our crack engineering staff working on it this morning, and we're doing our best here. And in the meantime, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app without interruption, and you can go on to the Facebook page there where we will, of course, keep the show going all morning as well. We apologize for that, but sometimes it's just out of your control.
You can whiz on my leg, but don't tell me it's raining.
Yeah. Anyway, if you missed that interview with Christina Bob, the president's attorney, we will have that up on demand for you at 971talk.com/Cox shortly, if it's not posted already. And we'll probably rerun it again tomorrow because of these signal problems. It's important that people hear what she has to say. I thought the key takeaway from that interview with Christina was that she looked at the warrant. The warrant's got to be pretty specific as to what they're looking for. Now, some friends of mine who are in law enforcement tell me that that they believe the FBI was fact-searching more than seizure-related. They think that they were using the warrant as an excuse to look for something else, even though it didn't say that on the warrant. And my friends in law enforcement, evidence of this is that they used to use that guise all the time. If you needed to get into a house, too, you got a warrant for one thing, but you might have been looking for something else. I don't know. Not a lawyer. Maybe that's what they were up to. I think it's going to backfire on them. I think a lot of people, as Americans, who don't like, search and seizure and people being able to come into your house under false pretenses, if we find out that's the case, a lot of people are going to be really angry about this. And I played this bite earlier, but I think that it's worth playing it for you again. If you listen to Annie's show a lot, she has on a guy named Tyrus Murdoch. In addition to apparently being quite a wrestler, he's on Gutfeld all the time.
All the time.
And he was on Gutfeld last night pointing out that people should channel this frustration into the voting booth and not into the streets, because there have already been people calling on, you know, protests outside of the FBI in Washington, which is going to do, it's going to accomplish nothing. I don't think that's going to accomplish anything. And it may be what they're hoping you'll do. This was Tyrus's take on it last night on Gutfeld.
And what I am pleased to see, Mr. President listened to us at all during when he was running against you, and we said, stop beating up the old guy. They're feeling bad for him. Mm-hmm. And he would come out and he would fight and he would do it. He had a private meeting. So proud of him. He didn't get involved.
Yeah.
If you don't respond, they need the response. They need somebody to burn something down. They need us to fall and play their game. Our response will be at the ballot box. Mm-hmm. That's where we need to respond. They're not going to get January 6th, too, no matter how bad they want it. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get the red MAGA hats to go burn down a building or destroy a city, because most of us work in these cities and we have to keep our economy going thanks to the administration. So keep no response is the best response. Be the snake at the bottom of the ocean and let them little punks chew on you and strike at the ballot box.
There you go. That's an interesting take. And if you've listened to Tyrus any length of time, you know that he's a fairly moderate Republican. In fact, I don't even know if he refers to himself as a Republican. He claims he's voted on both sides. But if you listen to him, you get the impression at the very least he's probably got a big libertarian streak in him, and he probably sides with the Republicans more often than not. I had a very good friend of mine. Occasionally he listens to the show on the Odyssey app or on the internet, but we're in YouTube jail right now, who is such a big Donald Trump fan that he even took time off work in 2016 and went to Washington for Donald Trump's inauguration. He and three buddies. He invited me to go. I wasn't able to go with him. That's how big of a Donald Trump fan he is. And he texts me yesterday as we're having this conversation about this whole thing. And he said, you know, I actually think that I was to a point where I was beginning to think maybe DeSantis would be a better choice for 2024, because you get some, if not all, of the Trump policies and Trump attitude without all of the Trump baggage. He said, but I got to tell you, what I witnessed in Mar-a-Lago this week, this senseless raid on the president's private residence, has turned me back to supporting Donald Trump for 2024. I think a lot of people are probably feeling that way. What it's done is it's brought out a great deal of empathy. We've been saying for years, we in conservative talk radio, that they've been targeting this president with everything they could throw at him. And again, if you're taking fire, you're probably over the target. That's true whether you're in a bomber at 30,000 feet or you're a politician who is anti-establishment and the establishment is afraid of you. I'll say it again. If you're taking fire, you're probably over the target. And there's nobody has taken more fire in the past 6 years than Donald Trump. He goaded him into some of it, but this is beyond the pale. Let's get to a quick break here. We'll talk to our friend Griff Jenkins, a Washington correspondent for Fox News, coming up. Stay tuned.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
All right, let's get to our friend Griff Jenkins, Fox News correspondent up in D.C., because he gets to listen to this craziness every day. Griff, how are you?
Mark, good morning. Let me just immediately be the first to point out for journalistic accuracy that Joe Biden is nothing even closely resembling Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah, that's true. I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, that Carl played Crossfire Hurricane, because I heard earlier, maybe we can talk a little bit about this as well. I think you've covered it, is that Donald Trump left the White House and tried to declassify some of the information related to Operation Crossfire Hurricane, which was the fake Russian collusion investigation, and that's what the FBI was after when they raided his house in Mar-a-Lago. Now, that's all speculation, but I think that's why we played that song.
as an amazing producer and someone who started their career producing the Ali North Show in the 90s, I think that was a brilliant theme. I just simply had to point out that there is nothing. I mean, I was at the White House yesterday, right? And so we get to see the White House feed of these events, and I was doing a hit, so I couldn't be in the East Room where he was. But look, you had John Stewart there, half of the cabinet, Secretary Mayorkas. You got Pete Buttigieg. You know, it was a huge celebration event, and I wasn't in the East Room, but I was watching it from our White House booth. And, you know, he's just not jumping jack flags. There's actually no excitement. He's literally got this doddering thing where he walked past two cabinet members. You could actually see on camera, and if anyone ever calls me out on it, I'll try and find the video to show you. But he shakes Schumer's hand, goes a little bit to the left, comes back, and shakes his hand again. Schumer's got a perplexed look on his face, wondering, like, I just shook your hand. And, you know, I make fun of it, but in jest, because here's the thing you're missing, right? Joe Biden has gotten more legislative wins in less than 2 years than Obama or Clinton did more or less in their entire 8 years. I mean, he's passed this Inflation Reduction Act, which is erroneously named because it's anything but an inflation reducer. It's a huge climate deal. They apparently don't want to call it what it is. But if you're a liberal that cares about the climate, it was a huge win. They did the PACT Act for veterans. They did the CHIPS Act. I mean, like, he's done the bipartisan gun law. He's done all of this stuff. And yet he's up there going, one number, zero, which makes no sense. No one is feeling zero inflation. You might have an unchanged inflation rate month to month, but it's 8.5% compared to last year, and nobody's feeling good about it.
Right.
He's just simply unlike any other modern day president. And maybe it's because of his age. I don't know. He just lacks the charisma, the poetic ability to communicate to the nation. And this is like a quarterback that, if you look at it legislatively, has won like the last six games, and yet it's just flat.
Well,
and,
you know,
by the way, add in the raid now,
yeah,
and it's a disaster.
Kamala Harris tried to make the same argument. They clearly gave them both the same talking points in hopes they probably did manage to distract a few people with that. What? They fixed inflation in 1 month? It went from 8.4% to zero? But, you know, to me, Griff, tell me if I'm wrong here. The argument for tax, for carbon tax credits, the left always makes this. You know, if we could just get carbon tax credits, where if somebody's got some space left over at the end of the month and they didn't use all of their carbon allotment, they can sell that space to another company that overused their carbon allotment, and then the government makes money off of it and everybody feels better. But it didn't reduce the amount of carbon going into the air. That's the same argument here. The inflation rate didn't change month to month, but it certainly didn't go down to zero. It's the same inflation rate.
Well, that's right. It's still 8.5% compared to last year.
Right.
And wages, which, you know, we've got an increase in of employment and wages, but it's still 5.2%. So if you do the math, you will see that wages, that inflation is grossly still outpacing wages. And that means, for those of us that are not economists, layman Americans, it means that you have less money.
Yes.
And that's why that argument, it's really a snapshot, and we shouldn't even be laughing, but for how bad the pain is at the gas pump and the grocery store and everywhere else you go. But it's a real snapshot indication, I think, Mark, of a White House communications team that is grossly out of touch with the American people and what they're feeling in the reality of their economy, the economy around their kitchen table with their husband, wife, and kids.
Well, please, when you get a chance, tell your coworker Peter Ducey up there. He's done the country a great service, because on a regular basis, he proves to everyone just how bad Corinne Jean-Pierre is at that job. I mean, nobody else in there seems to push her on some of this stuff, and Peter ties her in knots.
He does a great job. I will pass that along. And I was just with him yesterday. And, you know, it's, and I think Peter would tell you if he were on this call, he's no, you know, rocket scientist with gotcha questions. He's just conveying the real perception of these various things across America and asking her to, you know, weigh in on it. And she has proven that has been a challenge to effectively communicate the president's position on that. And meanwhile, you know, let's get into the raid just for 1 second, because you've got me on this communications tangent.
Sure.
And I was just having a conversation with one of my colleagues this morning. You know, if I took the most fervent Donald Trump supporter, and then I took the most fervent AOC progressive tree-hugging liberal and sat the two of them in a room and locked the door, the only thing they wouldn't black and bloody each other and fight and kick and scream about is transparency. Americans of all stripes, of all political backgrounds, want transparency in our government. And here we are now. The raid was on Monday. I'm talking to you on Thursday morning. And this DOJ, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, FBI director, was asked about it, said, no, I can't talk about it. They want to know. The American people just deserve to know, wait, why was the most aggressive law enforcement action ever taken against a former president carried out? Now, granted, we don't have, for those of us old enough to remember, the Elian Gonzalez images of armed guys kicking in, grabbing the Cuban kid. But on the other hand, we've now got Trump attorneys, you know, saying 30 plus agents were turning the place upside down and we weren't allowed to be there. And so I think, you know, regardless of your politics, everyone will agree that there is some deserved transparency here in this administration. This White House communications team, who should be leading on it, should be putting real pressure on DOJ and others to say, hey, we can't, we owe it at least to, you know, the transparency angle, to put something out so that people have an understanding. And at the very least, the magistrate judge that signed the affidavit that led to the warrant, put it out there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I talked to Christina Bob earlier, the president's attorney, and, you know, she said that there's nothing mentioned in the warrant. It was very weak, in her words, the wording of it. And she didn't know what they were, could possibly have been after. But you have to wonder now. I understand Judicial Watch and a few others have challenged this in court, right, to get to the underlying affidavit?
Well, correct. And, you know, look, I mean, to get a search warrant, and I'm not a lawyer either, not an economist or a lawyer, but listen, I'm just giving you all kinds of advice. But, you know, you don't need the third party that you're going to search to sign off on these things, right? You go to the judge, it's ex parte, and so they get the warrant. But it's driven by an affidavit signed by the magistrate judge in this case that says, okay, this bar was met to have cause, probable cause, that they need to take this heavier approach, heavy-handed, if you will, approach beyond a just simple subpoena.
Well,
and we don't have any answers on that, and we don't even have an administration attempting to try and give us some context for it, even if you're not going to give us the exact affidavit.
The pressure is going to continue to grow on that, I'm sure. Griff Jenkins, listen, always great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Have a great week.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Griff Jenkins from Fox News. Love getting him on here. He covers all of this stuff up there in D.C., and just great to get him on the radio. He's a smart guy. Hey, quick break here. 314-241-9797. I think we've got our signal problems worked out here this morning.
Stop saying that.
Am I going to curse
every time
us
you say that? We go off the air.
The Odyssey app is always an option. Facebook Live is always an option. We're keeping our fingers crossed, though, here that we got this thing figured out. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
You can't impeach a president for doing a great job.
Smoking pot from a bong.
All right. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Well, we're not doing any of that, but I love that Todd Starnes drop from all those years ago.
Oh, Todd.
Here, why are we playing Field of Dreams here, Carl? Exactly.
Tonight is the Field of Dreams game.
Oh, that's the game. I've seen
Iowa.
Seen people posting pictures of the field on their social media.
Did you watch the last one?
Last year was great because, first of all, they had the Sox And they had Kevin Costner.
Well, it ended on a walk off, didn't it? It was a great ending.
You loved him until a week ago.
I loved him until about a week ago. You're right about that.
But unfortunately, it's a Cubs game tonight. But it's Cubs and it's Cubs Reds, which have nothing to do with Field of Dreams.
No, but it's the oldest baseball team, so that's probably why.
It's going to be beautiful.
But I think, yeah, right. That's true.
And it's near Iowa. Both teams.
I saw the picture of the field, and it's so commercialized now, right?
Well, the baseball field where they're playing is not the Field of Dreams. They built it for baseball games.
They built it specifically for baseball games, and it's got corn in the outfield, so that's the wall in the outfield.
That's where they come out.
Stalks of corn. But when you look at it from above, you can see that it was designed to look like the original, but it's very commercialized.
Now, the original is still there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's just off to the side. Not television ready. It was movie ready.
Ready. The other one was movie ready.
Big difference.
So, yeah. Hey, one thing I haven't had a chance to talk to about this morning, and maybe I should have talked to Griff about it, for all I know he covered it today, was the fact that, you know, Donald Trump was in New York because he had to testify in a civil trial. So they've attacked him from all sides here. I told you that. The corrupt prosecutor, I should say the corrupt attorney general in New York State, Letitia James, ran for office. Her platform when she ran for office, don't ever forget this, and I know I've got the Biden here somewhere, was she promised the electorate that if you elect me, I will prosecute the Trump family in any way I can. Their hatred for Donald Trump was so great that was her platform for getting elected as attorney general in the state of New York, was on the promise to prosecute, and we should replace that word with persecute, Donald Trump. So she went after him. The Soros-backed DA in Manhattan went after him. The rotten elections officials in Georgia have gone after him. The J6 committee's gone after him. Nancy Pelosi, you go down the list of people who hate Donald Trump so much that they want to drag him into a courtroom somewhere. So I say that to point out that he had to get deposed yesterday in a civil case, right? But he's also still being investigated by the attorney general in the state of New York and also a district attorney in lower Manhattan somewhere. So he went in front of this civil, and you would do the same thing. He went in front of a civil deposition where anything he said could have been used against him in a criminal case. Anything he said in this case could be turned around and used in the criminal case that the New York Attorney General's office has brought against him. What's the headline this morning in Business Insider? Trump pleaded the fifth more than 440 times during his deposition in New York, answering only a question about his name. Are you Donald J. Trump? Yes. What do you know about? I plead the fifth. What can you tell me about? I plead the fifth.
No, after he said it once, he just kept saying, same answer.
So, of course, these things can come back to bite you in the butt because in the past, of course, the president's been critical of his critics pleading the fifth. Go to cut one, please.
The mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the fifth so they're not prosecuted, when you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the fifth, I think it's disgraceful.
Have you seen what's going on in front of Congress? Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Horrible. Horrible.
And I think he was right in every single one of those cases. But if you know that what you're about to that some testimony could be twisted around and used it to apply criminal charges to you, just out of their pure hatred of him, trumped up charges, you'd plead the fifth too, I would argue. No doubt about it. All right. Hey, Kilmeade's up next. You'll have the latest on that investigation. Then the Annie Fry Show. And, of course, Mark Reardon today, 3 to 6. We'll see you Friday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.